Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to St. Luke. In the first chapter, as we hear of Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth while they are both pregnant and expecting children with whom there is great promise. Beginning with verse 39. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy according to the promise he made to their ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As we prepare to welcome the Christ child, there is much to do to get ready. I don't know about you, but I'm not completely ready yet for the coming of the Christ child. How many of you are ready? There were people at 8:30. Yeah, there's a couple hands, people who are ready now. How many of you are not yet ready for the coming of the Christ child Christmas? Yeah, lots who are also not ready, like me. Well, it's okay. We've got a little bit of time to finish getting ready. But it is important to get ready to welcome the Savior. We are but one day away from the birth of Jesus. And as much fear and anxiety as that might rise within some of us, the preparations for meals and gifts and decorations and parties and everything else that aren't done, the most important part of our preparations is preparing ourselves, readying our own spirits, hearts, and minds to welcome the Savior. Our gospel lesson today gives it to us in a way that we can understand what these preparations look like. Our gospel lesson is set in a familiar place, in the home of a relative. How many of you have ever gone to visit a family member? I think that's all of us. Yep. We know what it's like to visit a relative, and that's what Mary does. Mary, the soon-to-be mother, goes to visit her cousin, Elizabeth, who's also pregnant. Her son will be born and called John. We recognize him as John the Baptist, the one who prepares the way for Jesus Christ. And as Mary arrives at her cousin's home, she receives quite the welcome from Elizabeth, who begins to shout and exclaim as soon as she hears Mary's footsteps. It would have been a happy, sort of joyous occasion as is often the case worldwide when family gets together. You know what it's like. The kids begin running around and yelling and having fun together, and the parents quickly start dropping their mental to-do list, the bathroom that wasn't clean, the dinner that's not quite in the oven yet, the bed that hasn't been made, all of those things. When the visitors appear, it's time to move on and get ready. It's party time for Mary and Elizabeth. Elizabeth welcomes Mary excitedly, but she notices that it's not just her own joy, but also the joy of the baby inside of her as he leaps for joy in her womb at the arrival of Mary and her offspring. What if we were that excited, jumping with joy, sort of excited, to get together for worship, certain that God would join us here? I hope this joy is what we bring as we welcome the Christ child this Christmas. However, I recognize that welcoming Jesus, while a joy, can also be a difficult task because it means that we must welcome Jesus into our whole lives. And maybe, just maybe, sometimes Jesus is like one of those nosy relatives that comes over to your house. You know, the ones that like to look in your cabinets and closets. The one that picks through your trash or sifts through your junk mail sitting on your counter. The one who always asks way too many questions. The nosy relative might be sort of like Jesus, coming into our lives, probing our weakness and our brokenness. Welcoming Jesus isn't always easy. The prophet Micah gives us a preview of this nativity story that will continue to progress in the next couple of days. He tells us of Bethlehem and of Mary, both being recipients of the Lord who is coming. He also knows, like Israel and Elizabeth, to throw open the doors and welcome God who's moving into the neighborhood. Emmanuel, God with us, is coming, says the prophet Micah. I learned a little bit of what it's like to throw open the doors and welcome someone from my dad. I realized as a young child that the way that my dad greeted everyone at the door was at times a bit unusual. Every time the doorbell would ring or there was a knock at the door, he would go open the front door, throw open the storm door, and say, "Hello, come in," to whoever was there. Didn't really matter who it was. It could be the guy coming to collect the newspaper fee. It could be the Boy Scout or Girl Scout selling popcorn or cookies. It could be somebody coming to proselytize our household. It didn't matter. "Come in. Sit down, the couch is right there. Can I get you something to drink? Maybe a snack?" Everybody. Greetings, welcome, come in. Micah's role as a prophet in the 8th century before Christ was to bring God's message to the covenant people of God. In the prophecy, he tells of a new ruler who is coming to the town of Bethlehem. The one who is coming will be a protector and a provider for the people, one who brings security and peace. Now we know of this Messiah, this Prince of Peace, a gift to all the world. We know this one as Christ Jesus. We seek to welcome him. And in welcoming Christ, we also extend our hospitality as Christ taught us. Which means we feed the hungry. We clothe the underdressed. We care for the sick. And we welcome the stranger, even into our homes. Maybe the way you welcome Christ this year is by welcoming the thirsty for love, the thirsty for fellowship, the thirsty for help, the thirsty for counsel. Maybe it's serving a hot meal to someone in need or visiting a nursing home to let the residents know that they are loved and not forgotten. Maybe you go caroling to share love and joy. Coming to worship alone is not all that we can do to welcome the Christ child into our midst, into our neighborhood, into our community. We can take a note from our Savior, the one who lived a life incarnate, flesh and spirit melded together, a living faith. Maybe we can welcome Christ into all parts of our lives, widening the circle of our invitations, knocking at the doors of others, and opening our own doors. Elizabeth is a good role model for us. She throws open the doors to her home, to her cousin, Mary. And as she does, she opens her home to God. May we too open our homes to God as we welcome Christ this Christmas. But maybe we need to take it a step further than Elizabeth. Maybe our job is to become like Mary, who not only opens her home to Jesus as he's growing from baby to child to teenager to young adult, but also giving over our whole lives. Mary lives out her faith, trusting God's promise of the Messiah. She begins very early on, while Christ is still in her womb, as she sings her song, the Magnificat, a song of blessing and joy, a song that welcomes Christ. And in welcoming Jesus, she finds that God keeps the promises made many generations before. She finds that Christ has been and will be a blessing to the world in a new and generous and loving way. May we know God's blessing in the same way as we welcome Christ. Amen.